This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach, as he embarks on another postseason run. Title defense, although if you ask him or them, they're not defending a title. Nobody can take that one away. So now they're just seeking banner number 19 at the Garden.
Whatever you want to believe.
Pushing buttons is what you do as a head coach, and you make stuff up and kind of manipulate minds of athletes and confidences and all those things. But the question is, Joe Mazzulla here on WEEI Afternoons, and our friend Mego had a column at WEEI.com. Go read it today. She has anointed Joe Mazzulla the best coach in Boston sports right now. And so I was like, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about it. It's one of these topics we kind of bounce around every once in a while. For a long time, you couldn't really have the discussion because there was a guy named Bill Belichick who every year was winning 12 games and going to the AFC title game. He's gone. Plus, he stunk at the end of his tenure. So that's opened up some space for other coaches to lift their leg on the job, so to speak.
Big time.
And Joe Mazzulla is obviously coming off a title. He's done a great job thrown into the fire. So I just said, with a tip of the cap to Mego, who is the best coach in Boston sports right now? Alex Cora, I went in order. Joe Mazzulla, Mike Vrabel, Joe Sacco. Yes, because he's, as of now, still the coach of the Bruins.
Yes.
I almost put Bruins coach, but I felt like that would be disrespectful because
I was kind of surprised you put a fourth option, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I felt like we should represent the four major sports. So those are, and I'll start in reverse order and just let you know, Joe Sacco didn't do very well.
Did he get anything?
He got 1% of the vote.
God bless you.
So
whoever voted for him.
The other end of the spectrum, Mego's column may have convinced the polling audience because 63%. Said Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in Boston sports right now. Second place, this is interesting.
Mike Vrabel.
Hasn't coached a game in Boston sports ever.
Ever in his life.
25% of the vote.
This is ridiculous.
Alex Cora, who has a ring, I believe. A ring, correct?
He does.
For the Boston Red Sox.
100%. And a big old contract because of it.
And a tough job.
Yeah.
A job where we nitpick him on a nightly basis.
Yep.
And he had to maneuver his way through the Heim Bloom era and times in Boston where you traded historically great players away.
He's now had three president of baseball operations.
Yeah.
Dombrowski, Heim, and now Breslow.
He's only worthy of 11%.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel's never done a damn thing, but he gets 25%. Mike Vrabel, who lost his job in Tennessee, right? By his own admission. Why? We didn't win enough games.
That's right.
So he's not even pretending anything else happened. He did not win enough. He didn't blame anybody. As you can tell in the tone of my voice, I'm actually okay if you want to say it's Mazzulla because he's had a short run and he's been very successful. Now, I think that is premature. I don't think he has hit some of the stumbling blocks that will come. Like, I don't know, maybe a new guy buys the team, doesn't love the books, starts to shake up the roster, gets rid of your second best player, your third best player, or both of them. Things like that are on the horizon, correct? Or could be on the horizon.
Yeah, if you have the Mookie Betts equivalent of trading, I don't know, Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
I guess that would be more Tatum. But if that ends up happening, we can really get a peek into what Joe Mazzulla can do.
So I get recency bias, and I also get that there is still an underlying, because I did a poll last week about how much blame Cora deserved when they were scuffling and striking out and losing, and large portion won by a large portion. There's just a lot of people. I mean, we get snark on Twitter. Oh, you're posting Alex Cora up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks for warning me. I hate that guy. I can't listen to that guy. What's he ever done? If he ain't cheating, he ain't winning. Like, that's the negative discourse that a certain portion of the audience throws out there when you say Alex Cora. I don't get it.
But if you asked that same poll question, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, ask it after opening day against the Texas Rangers. Those numbers don't look nearly what they do today.
Probably.
I don't.
And I also would argue, what are the numbers going to look like at the end of the year if both guys do the best job they could do? Celtics are the title favorites in our minds.
Yes.
Vegas can say something else. We're going to be homers and say the Celtics are going to win the title. Red Sox are a World Series contender, right? If they play their best baseball and maybe make a couple moves. Like, they're both capable, I guess my point is, of winning another ring this year.
If they make...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
A certain trade for Mason Miller, which now includes who?
Sadon Rafaela.
Okay.
Along with Trevor Story.
And that's it?
You probably have to throw a prospect in there for Mason Miller.
Okay.
Would also open up Roman Anthony playing center field. I mean, Christian Campbell playing center field.
Right.
And Marcel Meyer playing second base.
I think you're on to something.
Side topic there. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
But Joe Mazzulla, is he really the best coach? Like, he's had the best roster in the NBA for the bulk of his tenure, correct?
Yeah, 100%. He's been top four. He's been coaching a top four team all three seasons now.
Was Casey Jones the best coach at that time, or did they say he rolled the ball out and let the team win?
To my knowledge, that's exactly what the conversation
was. They literally talked about rolling the ball out and letting the team win. So,
you know, it's not fair to either coach, because obviously both are pushing the right buttons given the talent that you have. But the revisionist history of what Alex Cora has done with the rosters that he's been given since 2018 in the post-cheating scandal, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's part of his whatever.
It's infuriating, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed. I think you can tell. I've become a little bit of a Cora rump swab. And people obviously will say that's because we interview him and, oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he smiled at you. Bill never smiled at you, Andy. That's why you hate him. But Cora smiled at you, so you love him. No, I think he's a nice guy, and I think he's a really good manager. And the bigger point would be, I think he's had to try to make chicken salad for like 5 years.
Yes.
And Mazzulla has gotten the greatest chicken salad ever made. I don't even know where that comes from or what it would taste like. But Mazzulla had a bowl handed to him, and they were like, I don't know, just stand there and feed that to people because it's really good chicken salad.
Stick a spoon or a fork in it and don't miss your mouth. That's
so,
what the ask is.
I don't know. I don't think it should be as big a divide between Mazzulla and Cora as it is. And I certainly don't know how you can argue. I like Mike Vrabel, but he's better than Alex Cora. Which ring does he have as a head coach? Because he doesn't. He's got rings as a player. He's never gotten past the AFC Championship game as a head coach.
How many wins does he have as a coach in the Boston sports landscape?
Zero.
Amazing. Amazing to me.
To be fair, though, just the flip side of that is he has zero losses. He's never lost as a Boston head coach. So.
That's true.
617-779-7937. Who is the best coach in Boston sports right now? Let's squeeze a quick phone call in. Let's go to Kevin in Quincy. What are your thoughts on this best coach in Boston debate, Kevin?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's Cora, and I'll say anyone that votes Vrabel ahead of Cora, like, that's, she shouldn't even be on the list, in my opinion. But so in 2018, Cora had a great team, and they did what they were supposed to do. Best Red Sox team ever, won the World Series, right? You go to, they had a couple of rough years there, which I understand. You're in the same division as the Yankees every year. Then in 2021, he goes, he beats them in a one-game playoff, rips Tampa apart, and then goes and has a 2-1 lead against the Astros, which was a machine at the time. I mean, watch what they do this year. They're going to win 90 games, and they're going to make sneak into the playoffs, and who knows what happens after that, guys. Have a good day, and happy Easter.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Happy Kevin. Easter to you, too. That's a good point. Like, I think this year has a lot to do. Now, it felt like a little shot at me that Vrabel shouldn't be on there. Vrabel's the head coach of the Patriots. Who do you want? You want me to leave the Patriots out of the poll? He's the head coach.
Should Joe Sacco not be on there as well because he's about to not be the head coach of the Bruins?
617-779-7937. We're talking about the Celtics opening series against the Magic. We're talking about the best coaches in Boston. But we're coming up on 3 o'clock. So we're talking about the three-point stance, in which I'm going to tell you the most important aspect of the Bruins offseason. And it's about one man. He's not the coach, he's not the draft pick, and he's not a free agent. Who could it be? I'll tell you next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent,
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.